This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go over with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, this week's hot hits in the News Talk Radio biz, the top 10 stories of the week according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week of the year, they toil and strain over listening to lots of great radio programs, hosts, stations around the country, to come up with the story list, the people list as well. There are 10 people that we'll enumerate and talk about to an extent on the list, and then the stories as well. So, Michael, why don't we get started with the overview, first of all, of the big stories, the hot hits of the week.
It was an extraordinary week, Doug. I mean, just amazing. Each story could be a whole week of conversation unto themselves. Number 10, we have the shooting of baseball great David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic, and that's tied with concern about Dominican Republic tourist deaths. And number 9, we have a lot of conversation about AI, artificial intelligence, and the emergence of a video technique called deep fakes. At number 8, abortion laws and the Hyde Amendment. At number 7, we have the John Stewart testifying on behalf of 9/11 responders in front of the House. We have the New York City helicopter crash at number 6. We have at number 5, a bunch of stories tied at number 5. We have the 2020 presidential race. We have Kellyanne Conway's Hatch Act allegation. And we found out that Sarah Sanders is going to leave the White House. She will no longer be press secretary. At number 4, Trump foreign campaign intel controversy, the thing he said to ABC News about accepting foreign intel. At number 3, Hong Kong protests tied with U.S.-China relations, tied with U.S.-North Korea relations. At number 2, we have the Trump-Mexico deal, and that's tied with the broader topic of immigration reform. And at number 1, we have Democratic Party impeachment talk tied with John Dean's testimony before Congress earlier in the week. Seems like ages ago as we look back from this perspective. On our top 10 stories, David Ortiz at 10, John Stewart at 9, Kellyanne Conway at 8, Kim Jong-un at 7, and Kim Jong-nam. At number 6, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Number 5, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Robert Mueller. Number 3, John Dean. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a lineup.
All right, speaking of lineup, let's spend a few minutes. Last week, this program was done in a different way because you and I and hundreds of other people involved in the talk business were at the Talkers 2019 event in New York City. There were a lot of interesting panels. All of this is available, by the way, at talkers.com. I don't know, you don't release the video, though, of everything all at once, I don't think, do you?
No, we don't. What we do is we release it in pieces, and we're going to start releasing it next week.
Yeah, okay. So there are a lot of things there, a lot of people that you'll want to hear about and from, people that some of you know from your own local connection. You know what I found? I'm going to, if I may, with your permission, discuss some of the highlights from my perspective, and then I want you, if you will, to sort of comment. Michael Berry is a well-known Texas talk radio host. And he was on one of the panels, and he sort of, he didn't stun the audience, but it was sort of interesting to listen to him tell his story about the conservative politics, the brand of politics that he follows on his station in Texas, admitting at first that he was a very close personal friend of Mr. Cruz, and then talking about how he didn't like Trump. I think the panel, if I remember correctly, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, was about, you know, do you have to talk about Trump all the time if you're a conservative? Kind of, and I'm putting a sort of a spin on it. But and he was happy to tell everybody that he wasn't, and he just re-upped, so it's not like he's in trouble with his station or his audience. So it must be that Trumpsterism doesn't play 100% everywhere as some of the popular news media would have us.
Well, Trump plays well if your target audience are Trump lovers. Mm-hmm. If you if you're targeting an audience of people that are on the fence, in the middle, you have to deal with your conversation about Trump differently. And if you're targeting an audience that's called the resistance, people that are anti-Trump, that's a whole different game. And that's part of the positioning that talk radio stations have to decide in their strategy of how they're going to compete in the market, very much like a music station deciding what kind of music they're going to play. You always refer to the hot hits. There's a similarity in programming between programming topics and programming takes on the topics to audiences. And this is all part of the change that we've seen in the media, whereby it used to be you put the information out, you try to be as objective as possible or as unique to your opinion as possible and let the cards fall as they will. Nowadays, it's preaching to choirs, affirming people's notions, and giving them affirmation. Very different game today, and that's what I guess you were noticing in the conversation from Michael Berry.
Well, I think I heard it in a number of things. There was a panel that was called Navigating Year 3 of the Trump Presidency, and in it was an overview by the fellow who runs the talk radio section of Salem Broadcasting. His name is Phil Boyce, been a New York City program director at the New York talk stations for a long time. And basically what he told the audience was, if you're not talking about Trump, then you're going to be out of business. I don't think that went over.
Well, that's it. What he's saying is true, but only in a limited way. It's true to those people that take that tact of going after the Trump fans. There are enough people out there that love Trump, and they feel embattled by the rest of the media, that you can get a large audience by always appealing to them. And Salem has openly stated that that's their format. From this point forward, until Trump days are over, they are talking about Trump, they are talking about conservative politics per Trump, and they are supporting Trump.
Well, that's why Michael Nedved took the pipe, who'd been a long-time Salem talk radio host and was on the afternoon. He's not doing it for them anymore. He's doing it on his own, I think. And he was replaced by a guy named Simon Gorka, who was a presidential advisor, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Sebastian Gorka.
Sebastian, that's it, right, yeah. You and I were talking, I think, and he came up to you, and I recognized his voice. I've never met him before, people are so funny. I recognize that voice. And, of course, he wanted me to stroke his ego, which was okay. It was kind of fun because Jennifer Horn, who's on my DJB program with me, is someone actually who he was introduced to the audience at Salem by Jennifer in her program in Los Angeles. Anyway, it was interesting to not only hear what people had to say, but to pick up on people's personalities as much as anything else. And you did that a lot with the Hannity interview that you did. We're going to talk about that in a moment as we reflect on some of the things that were the highlights of the Talkers Telling the Story conference last week in New York. We have our regular business to attend to as well, and we'll do that as we move through the our talk radio countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. May I help you get a better night's rest? The MyPillow way, MyPillow, is guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow, help you get the most comfortable night's rest you have ever had in your life. And right now, the fellow who founded MyPillow, Mike Lindell, wants you to know that there are a couple of ways you can really save and really get a night's rest. The standard and queen corded classic MyPillows are on sale. They're limited. This has become so popular so quickly, they're limiting each person who comes to MyPillow.com that wants to order these at great savings. They're normally $70. You get them for $23, but there is a limit of 10. When you go to MyPillow.com, you're looking for the overstock special. Use the promo code DJV, and you'll get 66%, two-thirds off the regular price. Now, also, as with all the pillows here, you can wash them and you can dry them. There's another deal that they want you to know about at MyPillow.com. It's the two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows. You get them for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. That's about 33% off the regular price. So the overstock is one direction to go in, The premium pillows, which are fabulous, different construct, a little better all the way around. Lowest price ever offered on radio, available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code DJV. That's two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the promo code DJV, and standard queen and corded classic MyPillows, available at two-thirds off. Also use the code, the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Joint Formula 14 from SierraSil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Why are you living with your aches and pains? I don't do it anymore. You can feel better. Go online now to achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special free shipping offer. Or call during business hours, 877-743-7720. Calitrin. I have been recommending this product for several years to lose weight, to feel great. I use it 4 capsules before I go to bed every night because not only does it help you get the weight off, but you keep it off. That's my experience.
I take it for the arthritis. A lot of people take it for the sleep. So there's many, many benefits to Calitrin, but there's absolutely no side effects. You know, if you don't need to lose weight, you're not going to. It has all the extra benefits. And again, if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on prescription meds, it is perfectly safe.
So stick with it for the long haul. It has all these other benefits that go with it as well. And if you use the code DJV, you'll get free shipping. Take action right now. Go to toploss.com, check the box for DJV for free shipping, and get $10 off every bottle you buy. 90-day supply is $30 off. DJV, the code for free shipping at toploss.com. All right, back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So we're reviewing some of the highlights of the Talkers Convention in New York last week, and one of them, as usual, you have a great relationship with Sean Hannity and the story that he tells, or the stories that he tells. He wasn't with us last year because he was in Singapore. It's something the president is doing. He goes with the president pretty much everywhere. And so what was the best part from your perspective? When people look forward to seeing the video that will be posted at Talkers.com, what's the best part of the conversation with the, between you and him?
Well, the best part of the conversation was the whole conversation, because it wasn't a fake conversation. We had no prep. He had no idea where I was going to go. I didn't give him a pass. I asked him some tough questions. I asked him about the risk he took when he unequivocally endorsed Trump at a time when it didn't appear that Trump was all that popular and that Trump would win. He really risked a lot of his credibility on that. I asked him what the thought process was. I asked him about his relationship with Trump. Then I also talked to him about some things that are of great interest behind the scenes in the radio business. In other words, this was not a consumer event. This was a radio industry event. And it's interesting that as partisan as Sean Hannity is on the air, he's very bipartisan and very non-political off the air when it comes to
issues. He's a businessman. It's business.
Issues of interest to all broadcasters.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about that. And I think that listeners, when they see the video, will enjoy some of the behind-the-scenes things.
A different side.
Yes,
of
exactly.
Him, literally speaking. It's a different side of him. And so, yeah, you will enjoy that. He's can. And then we get to some other characters who were there. Bill O'Reilly was on the stage. We'll talk about that in a moment here. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Right, 3 after the hour. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with a smile on his voice, because I always love spending time with Michael when we have these events and we have our weekly get-together to catch up on what's going on in the news talk business for your benefit, the benefit of talk radio listeners and lovers all around the country. The presence of Bill O'Reilly also caused a stir. He seems to have brought himself back around, although I will... people are always taken back by a couple of things with O'Reilly. He's very tall, and his presence is... He's the kind of a guy that fills up a room. Sean does that as well. A lot of the people that are in the business fill up the room. I was taken back when I looked at him and how old he's aged. And
he said the same thing about us.
Did he really?
I've noticed everybody around me is getting older.
Getting older, yes, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So how did you take it? He's trying to do what Paul Harvey, this is sort of the inside. This is why these people that like this program, because we give you insight. As Michael was just saying, that was part of the sharpness of Hannity's conversation with Michael. The inside of the business, because this is for the people who do the work, who are in the business. So O'Reilly is trying to present himself with his 15-minute daily update. It's called the O'Reilly Update, coincidentally. Like Paul Harvey used to do it at noontime, he'd take 15 minutes. And so this thing is being used kind of that way, except that with the advent of a lot of syndicated programming, it doesn't fit so well. I don't know, you know, again, maybe that's too technical, but content-wise, what do you think? It's the usual, it's no spin that really is all spin, right?
Well, it's O'Reilly going over the issues of the day and giving his take on it. The no spin thing is a shtick. You can't be involved in the political cannot be involved in the national conversation in the media today without spin. I mean, the whole thing is spin. I guess it always was spin. We're just more aware of spin and we practice spin more acutely. So as far as O'Reilly being Paul Harvey, nobody will ever be Paul Harvey. So it's not a fair comparison.
Well, I didn't mean to compare him. Right. I just meant it to be that he's trying to do the same
the
thing.
Format,
the
listeners should understand Doug's talking about the format, a 15-minute feature that plays at 12 o'clock. And there's room for that. And O'Reilly does it very well. It's a good feature. The 15-minute in the middle of a 12 o'clock hour doesn't fit with some of the other programs that are one-hour programs. So that's been an obstacle. But it hasn't been a big enough obstacle, folks, for it to keep him from being cleared already in the first couple of months on 120 stations nationally.
Good stations.
Which is a great rollout. So I'd say he's doing very well. In terms of his comeback via radio, of course, I'm sure he wants to get back to the glory days of being the top network cable news talk television.
Doesn't he do some on Newsmax now? Is he on Newsmax?
He's on a lot. He doesn't. I don't think he has an official deal with them. I think what he's doing is he's being a go-to guy, sort of like I am on this program, where he's a regular guest, and which is a legitimate form of being in the media as well.
Well, I don't know if it's legitimate. You're legitimate. You don't consider you a guest. I consider you to be the co-host and the partner, because it's your information that is the focal point.
No, you're being kind, but technically this is your show, and I'm a guest, and I like that role. I'm happy to have that role, because that way when the creditors send bills, they send them to you and not to me. So I'm not a partner, folks. I'm a guest.
Right. Don't send it to Bill. Don't send the bills to Michael. In a moment, I want to go on to another presence, if you will. The talk radio world has been very much influenced by what's going on in sports talk. And for my money, there are probably two or three. I don't claim to be an expert here, but I look at the list of the top 100 sports hosts that you do, like you do the top 100, every 100 in regular talk. And Jim Rome shows up at the top of the list pretty regularly for a good reason. We'll talk about his appearance at the Talkers Convention as we continue here.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the Pentagon agree there is no question it was Iran that attacked two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan saying the United States is working closely with all of the countries involved and its other allies.
The focus for myself and Ambassador Bolton and Secretary Pompeo is to build international consensus to this international problem.
Iran denying responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, the crew of one of the tankers involved claims it was struck by flying objects, which seems to contradict reports from the Pentagon of floating mines. a federal appeals court blocking the Trump administration's ban on abortions for undocumented teens in government custody, the ruling citing the longstanding Supreme Court precedent on abortion. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Once again, back with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is an overview of what's happening in talk radio for the week of June 10th to the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Michael Harrison, the editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine. Also, the
wonderful person.
No, I always want to come up with different things. You're doing so many different things now. The Michael Harrison rap and that picture of you, I still can't get used to it.
It's almost like I'm a parody of.
You look like Einstein.
Well, I sometimes do look like Einstein, and sometimes or I look like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You know how the Thinker, you know that statue of the Thinker? Yeah, that's a little bad. And I talked to the guy at the conference from Wonk. It's going great. There really is a radio station.
That's a great name for a station, isn't it?
It is, especially in Washington. Right.
Yeah, the Michael Harrison rap.
They carry this program.
The Michael Harrison rap is it's sort of the talk radio countdown show on steroids. It's more of an intensive look at the issues of the week, and per the research of talkers, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of broadcasting at this point in my career.
It's good, are doing a lot of it. Yeah. All right. I want to go back to the conference and some of the people who were there. We're highlighting this. You're going to be able to see over the next couple of weeks. If you go to talkers.com, every week you can find the posting of the stories and the people. That's the main research. But the other things that are going on that are ancillary to the convention, let's say, the talkers telling the story convention, in pieces that will be presented, our pal Art Volo and some of the others who are there, videoing. It's a great take, especially if you like the medium. And one of the things that I don't want to escape is the focus on local hosts. We talk a lot about the national hosts because they are big on the scene, But there are lots of, and I'm going to highlight a couple of them in a minute with you. But first, I promised we'd talk about Jim Rome, the great sports host who was there. What did you think? You invited him.
I think Jim Rome is great. I think Jim Rome is very important. First of all, he's one of the few major sports talk show hosts now that operates solo. But the trend in sports talk radio is create teams of people so that if they don't get calls, they can talk to each other. And it makes for good dialogue. And they fight and they banter. And some of them are like five guys, four guys, guys
and gals. The Dan Patrick Show, I think, has five.
Yeah, they're like the old Howard Stern Zoo shows, if you remember that format.
Right, yep.
And Jim Rome operates solo. Jim Rome is one of the first on the scene to have attitude. He still has attitude. He's not as big in television as he used to be at his own shows, but he loves radio.
Yeah.
And he talked about believing in yourself. He talked about his philosophy of broadcasting. And he also talked about a phenomenon that everybody in the media deals with today, and that is you're informing the informed. There was a time when people didn't have access to the information that people who worked at broadcast operations did. They didn't have Associated Press, you know, teletype machines. They didn't have insight on what the latest, you know, traffic and weather and news stories were. But today, everybody has access to every bit of information. So when you go on the radio, you'd better be one step beyond.
You're just caught, baby.
Yeah.
You'll get caught with your pants down, literally.
Exactly. And he addressed that as well.
Yeah. I think, I guess in my mind, he was very, he was buttoned up. I think that would be the way I don't know him. I didn't talk to him at the thing. He's not somebody I've ever come across because I'm not in the sports talk world. He's always just been in the sports talk world and been very successful pretty much since the beginning of his exposure. He talked a lot about that, as you said. He was in a three-piece suit. He was the only guy that, well, O'Reilly always has a suit on. Yeah. Sean's in jeans and a shirt. I was casually dressed. I think most everybody, you had on a jacket, you know, but you didn't have a tie.
I didn't have a tie this time. Sometimes I wear a suit and a tie. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought Rome was very much into the message. He was no nonsense. He got right to it. He stuck to it. And I thought one of the things, isn't it interesting, that this guy is literally this buttoned up. He's in a three-piece suit that you wouldn't have expected, but he took it, he was very serious, because he took his appearance there. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm so happy to be here, and it's wonderful, and blah, blah, and you know, it's so much bunkum. He meant it. He was there to talk about what he did, and to let everybody know that he appreciated the opportunity to tell his story, and it wasn't bunk. That's what I got from him, that he was serious, buttoned up, obviously good at his craft, and he was very pleased to be recognized, if you will, if that's the right word for it, Michael. That's what I took away.
He and I had a conversation about dress and things before on the phone a few days before he came.
Really?
And he told me he's either going to be there in jeans and a sweatshirt, or he's going to be there fully dressed. He's not going to do anything half-assed.
Uh-huh.
And that was definitely part of his strategy. So that the look that you saw was definitely his way of saying, I mean business,
right.
I'm serious, I'm a player,
that.
I'm a big timer.
And I have not talked about this at all. We didn't talk about it afterwards, we didn't talk about it at dinner, we didn't talk about it. So I'm saying my observation of him is what I just described.
And he achieved his goal. It was planned. A lot of people ask me, how should I dress? So I tell them, dress how you feel. You know? And today, people actually use the term, is there a dress code? You know, even at the Oscars, even at black tie events, you see people show up in shorts. It's crazy today. How
I never asked you how I should dress. Maybe I should.
Well, you don't ask me a lot of things you should be asking my advice about. But that's enough. I'm sorry.
No, you're not at all sorry. Not at all. Not at all. Not for a second. Okay.
Can we laugh our way to the break, or should we go to
topic? One more. Before we get to the break, we have to talk about Harry Hurley.
Harry Hurley.
Here's a guy. I had him on the countdown, the other hour that we do the
Talk
Radio Review. Here's a guy who is another one who pinches himself when he thinks about what he's doing, where he's doing, and how he's doing it. On WPG, well, there's two G's in Atlanta.
But it's one of those stations that doesn't use its call letters officially. It's WPGG, yeah. But they call it WPG.
WPG, yeah. Very sweet guy. I sat between him and Bohannon at dinner. And I don't really know him until we had dinner the other night.
Great guy.
He is. What he does, this is why I wanted to bring it back. We talked about Michael Berry being a great local host in Houston in the last half hour. But Hurley does what was sort of the foundation of what we used to do, and we don't really do it much anymore. That is, he's so involved in the community in every aspect, raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for local charity. The guy is everywhere in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's successful, don't you? I mean, isn't that the formula?
Yeah, well, he's the quintessential local radio host. He's on a station, a modest-sized station in a modest-sized city, and he has a national name in the radio industry for being an outstanding broadcaster, and he's indispensable to the people of South Jersey. He's been on the air 27 years. He sounds like he's 21 years old. He's got this very youthful sound.
He sounds like a young kid.
He sounds like a brilliant kid. You find out he's a man in his late 50s, and it's even more amazing, a grandfather, a family man. This guy is just, he's you know, central casting for the great guy. And he was just named earlier this week the Broadcaster of the Year by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association at their convention. And he's the first one ever to get that honor. They've never had that award before. Yeah, he is. Harry Hurley is a gem of a human being.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Very nice. Warm.
Yeah.
He's always come up to be very nice to me, but I didn't ever take the time to get to know him, but now I was glad through the ability of having dinner with him to just listen to him.
I believe we're being heard on WPG on this show, so it's even nicer to be able to throw him kudos on his own radio station.
Yeah, well, he deserves it. 44 minutes after the hour, speaking of kudos, I have to spend a little time giving kudos to the folks at Sierrasil who have developed Joint Formula 14. You need this. I need it. It isn't just for older people, but people who have aches and pains who want to find ache relief. You've got your aches, Michael. I got my aches. Yeah.
Oi,
hey, you got those aches and pains.
It's hard to get up.
It's hard to get out of bed in the morning. Well, if you're finding that to be the case, people are going to remember this. Joint Formula 14 gets you back on your feet, literally and figuratively. If you've tried glucosamine and didn't work, this is for you. Joint Formula 14 really is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Try that with glucosamine. Not going to happen. And over-the-counter pain pills, some people get addicted to that stuff. You don't want that either. You want lasting relief, and you get it with Joint Formula 14. I get it. Frankly, all my injuries on the farm and back, shoulder, neck, whatever it is, I'm liking this, and you'll like it too. Go to achefree.live, achefree.live, and stop living with the aches and pains. Order it now. Get a special deal. We use the DJV code. Use DJV code at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14. You'll pay less and get more. $27.99 for a $39 bottle, plus free shipping. That's the deal. Sleep better through the night and have a better day as a result of using Sierrasil's Joint Formula 14. Get it now. Try it or you're going to be sorry. I think you will not be happy if you don't get rid of those aches and pains. Try it at achefree.live. Use the code DJV. Our overview of lists. Don't we all just love lists? We have lists when we go to the grocery store. We have lists of the things we have to do today. Well, the Folks Talkers magazine have a list as well. They prepare, after listening to lots of talk radio programs and hosts around the country, the 10 most talked about items, and the people too. On the people list, David Ortiz is at 10. Jon Stewart is at 9. Kellyanne Conway, number 8. Kim Jong-un at 7. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris tied at 6. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 5. Robert Mueller is still in the list. He's at number 4 even. John Dean is at 3. 3, Nancy Pelosi at number 2, the back and forth frickin' frack stuff between her and Trump this week was pretty interesting, and the number 1 personality, the person most talked about, as you can imagine, the president, Donald Trump. That's number 1. He is number 1 on our people list, and that's the story from the folks at Talkers Magazine here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, the eternal optimist with, and I say that because some of these stories are fairly negative, the stuff we cover every week here on the Countdown, but I have the official list focus on David Ortiz and the shooting in the Dominican Republic. It is at 10. Number 9, artificial intelligence getting our attention. Abortion laws at number 8. John Stewart testifying in Congress at number 7. The New York City helicopter crash, number 6. The presidential race, number 5. The Trump foreign campaign controversy, intelligence controversy, number 3 is what's going on in China with the Hong Kong protests, number 2, immigration reform, man, this is never going to go away, and impeachment talk, some of the silly stuff, in my mind, that's what it is, kind of silly. That's number 1 in the story list this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I didn't make mention of the fact that Harry Hurley is also your guest. This sounds like the Harry Hurley show. The Harry Hurley tribute to the Harry Hurley. He's a good guy. All those things are true. But the Michael Harrison interview this week, MHInterview.com, has a conversation with Harry Hurley, who has gotten all kinds of honors, and so we've paid attention to him here. That's a good conversation as well. I want to touch base. We've got about a minute or so. Oh, no, actually, you're staying until the top of the hour. I forgot that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't even know that, right?
No, I had no idea.
Well, listen.
So hang on a second. Tell Trump I'll be with him in a minute.
Okay.
No, tell Trump you're not going to talk to him until the top of the hour. This business about deep fakes, artificial intelligence, are you fascinated? You usually love stuff
you're kidding.
Like this.
I've been talking about this for years. I've been talking about this for 20 years. I didn't talk about it from the standpoint that it's in the news now, that it could be used for political weaponry, but rather it can change the nature of media completely. You don't have to have real people being themselves.
Right.
We can have new Clark Gable movies, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yep. John Wayne movies.
Right, right.
We can recreate
reality from the air without even having the real deal anymore, and it'll seem 100% real.
So do we paint that as dangerous?
Yes, very. Mm. But we'll overcome it. We'll rewire ourselves not to believe what we see any more than we necessarily believe what we read. See, right now, seeing is believing. But if you understand that what you see could be
perception is reality.
Right. So we're going to rewire ourselves to be on our guard against this.
All right, you're a big sports fan. I want to talk about the David Ortiz situation as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Final few minutes of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. One of the issues, one of the stories on the top 10 list is a focus on fate, I guess in a manner of speaking, Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Sanders Huckabee, or Huckabee Sanders, whatever. I'm not sure which way to go with that. The president,
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Huckabee Sanders, yeah, yeah. Right. Who I believe has been abused by the news media badly. I suppose take that job, you expect to get it. But I think they've been especially cruel to her. One of my colleagues earlier said that she thought that she deserved it because she's lied to the press. Who the hell doesn't lie in that job to the press? They all are there to present their bosses in the best possible light. And so I'm not saying that it's a good idea to lie, but I'm saying basically she's not any different than anybody else. But I think because she's A, a woman, and B, she works for Trump, she's gotten in the chops by the bunch of sexist pigs that are the news media in Washington. What do you think of that?
I don't think that the sexism is part of it. I think that working for Trump is particularly difficult because he's at war with the press and you're his point person. Because Sean Spicer was not a woman. He had the same issues that Sarah Sanders has. So I don't think it was gender-based. I think it was just an impossible job to pull it off easily to be the press secretary for Donald Trump in this era. And we've seen a tremendous transition in terms of the traditions of the White House press corps and the relationship to the president, in terms of the daily briefings, in terms of press conferences. And it all really goes back to Twitter, that the president, this modern president, doesn't seem to need the formality of a press secretary meeting with the press, because the press conference is happening 24/7 with him on Twitter.
Yeah, let me circle back to what we were talking about earlier, the times that you spent with Sean Hannity at the conference last week, and one of the things that he said, I don't know, I was prompted by one of your questions when you were asking him about how it works, and you said, he said, if I remember correctly, that he said to the president, stop using Twitter. Wasn't that basically what he said?
I think early on he advised him against Twitter. But actually, the president's use of Twitter, the president's use of Twitter historically is going to be a natural part of our techno-social evolution.
Can you see some of these other characters, though, who are running for president? Can you see? I don't see Joe Biden on Twitter. Do you really?
I don't see Joe Biden being president.
You don't?
No.
You think Trump will be in there for 4 years?
I think right now Trump would win, and I think that anything could happen between now and then, but I don't know if Biden has the durability to make it all the way to Election Day and win.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. All right, the other person, Kellyanne Conway, who seems to be on the president's good graces, even though her husband's kind of a chopper, she sounds like she's going to run the campaign again. Do you hear that?
I hear all kinds of things. I just know that Trump is very loyal to her, and you know something? Yeah. He should be. He should be loyal to her because she's loyal to him.
Yeah.
As far as the Hatch Amendment is concerned, well, it too has to come under scrutiny as to how...
Explain what that is, would you please, for a second?
Well, it's basically a rule that if you work for the federal government and you're operating in a capacity as a spokesperson for the federal government, other than the president, the vice president, or a high official operating for the president, she's not a high official, she's an advisor,
mm-hmm.
you are not supposed to engage in any disparaging remarks about political opponents, and she does that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not a crime, but it's considered to be a fireable offense.
Yeah.
So the office, the special counsel office, not to be confused with Mueller, that overviews these regulations, has strongly come out with a recommendation that Trump fire her. He's not obligated to. And he says he won't.
Put on the campaign. Yeah, right. All right, David Ortiz, you're a big sports fan, as I noted, a big Boston fan. Here's a guy that has been immensely popular with the Boston fans, gets shot in the back, and lucky to be alive, I think. I mean, from what I could see. What do you think?
I think he's lucky to be alive, obviously. I also think he's lucky that the Boston Red Sox are evolved and have consciousness raised enough to know that they should consider him a Red Sox member for life.
Yep.
And they sent a plane down, they brought him back to Mass General, and they're giving him the best care. That doesn't happen too much anymore in the world of corporate sports, the world of corporate anything.
Yeah,
so
right.
I salute Boston, I salute the Red Sox, I salute Ortiz, and I hope he has a very, very quick recovery.
Yeah, the gossip is he's having an affair with some girlfriend of the drug lord or something, who knows.
Now take it all back.
Yeah, no, it's good. As is your appearance here, thank you. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Doug Steffen, and he's Michael Harrison, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.